This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's your chance to experience the ultimate college hoops tip-off weekend. Is at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, happening March 20th to the 23rd at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Hollywood. Listen to the Sports Junkies next week for the daily keyword to enter at team980.com for your chance to win. You and a friend will fly away to Florida to watch every upset and buzzer beater on massive LED screens and enjoy real-time betting action. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. All right, man, it's 301-230-0980. Chris Russell Show, DOC, substitute teacher today with my man Max. And spirited dialogue. And then we just gonna keep rolling it out because we really don't know any other way to do that. Max, you good?
I'm doing great.
We got DC. Let me see who's on now.
DC? Yeah, let me see. We got DC in Calvert County.
All right, Calvert County, you up and at 'em.
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm living a dream, man. You get a chance to fill in for a legend, and he's out kissing babies and doing PR moves. And so Max and I, we just in here having fun.
Hey, man, I see y'all having big fun holding the fort down. But
absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, now this, yep, again, hypothetical, because people are saying he may get relief, but Deebo Samuels, I love the way he played. He played hard. He a receiver, but he run the ball like a running back. He blocks. Would you trade for him if they don't release him?
You know what? I don't do hypothetical general questions in that because somebody may be betting, and you may take me serious, and I'm going And that's why I don't do things like this, because somebody will say, well, Doc said. No, I won't, because I don't need Deebo. He needs me. I don't need him. And so I'm good with who I have except for my interior. The only things I think we need is interior help. I need O-line, D-line help. Once I get that, then I'll look outside. Now, Debo's price is right. I love him as a player, don't get me wrong. But he talked his way out of San Francisco. I don't need another guy with a large bark and no bite. I done been through that. Yeah, I don't need that. All right? So I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not the hypothetical guy, but I'll ask our next guest because he's a worldly chap. Deebo Samuel, you saw too much of him, Dan Miller, voice of the Detroit Lions. former superstar here in the DMV, Hoops Man. Let me ask you this, Dan. I like Debo a lot, but I'm not giving up anything of value for wide receiver of anybody's ilk. I'm going inside, big boys out. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know what you're saying. I do think there's a case to be made, and we've certainly seen it with some of these receivers that can make plays, change games, be a quarterback's best friend. And I think the problem with Debo more than me than position is just where is he at in his career? He just didn't look like the same guy this past season, the same explosiveness that we had seen in years gone by. And I just question at this point, you know, the compensation for Debo right now at age 29, heading towards 30 next year, isn't the same as it would have been a couple of years ago for me. So I'm probably not as much against giving something up for a receiver as I am looking at Debo Samuel, understanding what his contract is and what I'd have to give up to get him at this point. And my guess is that price that you're paying for him probably starts to come down as time goes on.
Yeah, I think that as well. You and the Lions, and the reason why I thought it was interesting, I wanted Max to hear this from you. The last 2 years, you've dominated the offseason. The Lions have been the talk of it. And I wonder now that you've got, you know, your wonderful offensive coordinator gone, and he took some people with him. And my first question was, were you surprised about those that left? Antoine Randall-El, first of all, who leaves to go there, were there not, or did you anticipate that he'd be upgraded there? Did that surprise you, or was that just normal?
No, it didn't surprise me. I mean, look, this is the price you pay for success. I mean, we haven't had a lot of it around here, but this is what happens when you start to win, is that people, look, you got a couple former Lions employees in the front office for the Commanders.
Yep.
That are great front office guys. But that's the Commanders being smart and saying, look, there's something good happening in Detroit. Let's go out and pluck a couple of those guys. So I think as you look at those coaches, there was going to come a time where they were going to move on. Aaron Glenn's been up for jobs for a couple of years. Ben Johnson looked like he's been close for a couple of years. It just felt like it was time for those guys to take their own opportunities. And as they do that, they took some guys that they knew with them. They were able to offer them a step up versus what they were doing in Detroit. And it made sense for those guys to move on as well. So I think we saw this coming. Might have cut a little bit deeper than we thought it would have to begin with. But it's just, this is what happens when you win some games and other organizations start to look at it and say, we'd like to have some of what's going on at Detroit. Now, look, we can tell you firsthand, that doesn't always work that way. We wanted some of what the Patriots had, and it was a miserable failure. Mm-hmm. So you need to have the right guys aligned the right way. And look, would you look at what's happening in Detroit? It's top down. It's ownership. It's the team president. It's Chris Spielman. It's Brad Holmes, it's Mike Disner, it's Dan Campbell, it's Rod Wood, it's all these guys working together in the owner, Sheila Hamp. So in Chicago, it's not just about Ben Johnson and that's coaching staff. It's about what's the relationship between ownership and Kevin Warren, the president, and then Poles, the GM. How's that thing work? Is that clear communication there? And is there collaboration between all those levels to where everybody's working together? Nobody's worrying about who gets credit. Nobody's worrying about, you know, protecting their turf. That's what has to happen. You can hire somebody, but your entire organization has to work. We've seen it not work in Detroit. We now know what it looks like when it does work. You guys know what it looks like when it does work. You guys know what it looks like when it doesn't work. So all these guys getting jobs is great, but, you know, Aaron Glenn is going to have to improve on the dysfunction that we have seen from that Jets organization before he's ever got a chance to be successful. You can't just do it as a head coach. It has to be top down.
The Jets? That is, yeah, you're right. But then again, but we never thought the Lions, you could turn water into wine.
No, but when you are willing to take a long, deep look at your organization, when Sheila Hamp came in and took over as the owner and right, decided to fire Matt Patricia and decided right. to fire the general manager at the time, and Bob Quinn, and she didn't just go out and hire somebody. She went all around the organization and talked to people to find out, okay, what's going on here? And she found out the organization was broken. It was fractured. People didn't feel valued. There were people who didn't feel like they were a part of it. And they had lost a lot of good people along the way that had left and gone elsewhere. And before she went out and hired anybody, she brought in Spielman and they charted an organization and said, here's what we're going to be. Here's how people are going to be valued. And if you don't live by those principles, you're not going to be hired here. That was before they hired Brad Holmes and before they hired Dan Campbell. So Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell were hired once they realized that they not only were the right people for the job, but that they fit into the type of organization and would function as the type of organization that they wanted to be.
That's important.
So, you know, that you're right. And for a long time in Detroit, it did not work. It didn't work at all, and it was not built the right way. But I give them credit. They decided what they wanted to be before they decided how they were going to do it and who they were going to do it with. And I think that was an important step for this organization. You still have to go out and hire the right people. They've clearly done that. But you've got to find it, it's you have to define it, man. I look at the teams that win, Doc, regularly, like Baltimore, like Pittsburgh. They know exactly what a Raven looks like. They know exactly what a Steeler looks like. And there's no give in that. And I just that's where I think success comes from, is knowing who you are, how you're built, and how you want to do business, and then sticking to that year after year.
You are so perfect for this, because even from high school, and we kid about it, but Stu Vetter had a system. Flint Hill was no ordinary program. It was exceptional. And it was built on principles that worked and continued to work. You've been behind that microphone. Like, when I see that Detroit built from ashes. Martin Mayhew just retired.
Mm-hmm.
I have not spoken to Martin.
Yeah, and I wish him well. He knows I love him. That's one of the best.
Right, oh, there. You got, but you do. But anybody that's been through that Lion experience,
yeah,
I think I wanted to see him with a ring.
Stories.
Yeah, I wanted to see him with a championship ring from all the effort they put into it.
Yeah, and
Matt Patricia, to me, I still don't know what happened.
Well,
when you write your book,
Martin, in my 28 years covering this team,
mm-hmm.
that was as close before this as we got. And right. Martin took over an 0-16 team. Mm-hmm. He and I, people know I love Matt Mellon. He's
yeah.
one of my friends, a
How
wonderful
do you
person.
Not?
He's just not.
Yeah.
He's just a bad general manager. And yeah. Martin took over. And I had to deal with that being part of his resume, but he dealt with that, took an 0-16 team, had him in the playoffs 3 years later. And then in 2014, they were a really good team. They just didn't finish. I mean, they didn't finish a game in Dallas that they had, you know, right there for the taking. But Martin has done a lot of things right and did a lot of things right when he was here. But again, it just goes to show you how everything has to be aligned. That offensive coordinator that we had in 2014 did not see eye to eye with our quarterback, and that offensive coordinator was gone halfway through the next season. So it's man, it gives you such respect for the teams that do have it all lined up right and the teams that do find a way to finish. And look at Philadelphia and the way they were playing at the end of the year, played their best football, just lights out. You know, it's when you don't have it, it gives you an appreciation for the teams that do, and you know about it because you played for them.
Well, that's why as we go through this journey here in Washington, and you grew up here, you know what it's like. You are the perfect person to narrate and see this. And now being a prohibitive favorite once again, and now free agency's coming up, but it's a little different now because you've lost some of your key components. And now Philadelphia is sitting up there perched, but I think most of us are waiting to see Detroit Philly and to see Goliaths go at it. And we won't know. We got to get through this, you know, the underwear Olympics and all the things that are going on right now. But what's your sense right now? You guys still feel as confident as you have in the past for the past couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, Ben Johnson left and Aaron Glenn left, but they didn't take any of the players with them. I mean, that's where you start. And this offense is still loaded, and the defense is going to get healthier than they were last year when they had just an insane amount of injuries. And they're going to add some guys. They still have to – they've got some work to do. It's not a finished product. Obviously, you haven't won it yet. So they got some things that they have to do. But I think anybody would be foolish to look at Detroit and not think – that they're one of the teams that has to be beaten in the NFC. Now, look, you have to go out and earn it again. You start over at zero. The 15 you got last year don't help you. So they have to figure that thing out and come back and you know, rally everybody again and win. And the one thing I'll say about the coaching changes is Kelvin Shepherd has been here. It's not like he hasn't been. And he was given significant duties under Aaron Glenn, not just to deal with the linebackers, but to deal with the defense. So they know his voice, they know what his expectations are, and they'll be ready for that. John Morton was here in 2022 when this offense was drawn up. That was the first year that Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator. He was part of the group that put this thing in place. He's got a relationship with Dan Campbell. He's got a relationship with Jared Goff. Now, he hasn't called plays for this team, and he hasn't called plays for Jared. He's only called plays one at a time in the NFL. That was with the Jets, and even he said he had a lot to learn after that. So he's got to prove that part of it. But the relationship part of it, they've knocked out by hiring people that you've worked with before and people that you know. They've knocked out some of those unknowns that sometimes can walk in the door when you're hiring somebody that wasn't on your staff or somebody that you think might be the right guy, but once you get them in there, maybe they're not. So I think that's something that gives you a little bit of hope that this transition will be smooth. Is that there's a lot of knowns involved in the guys that are taking over these jobs.
Well, brother, I'm satisfied with it. I figure you've been the leader in the clubhouse, and this is going to be exciting. We've been down so long, and it's so exhilarating, just like what you went through 2 years ago. And you just, every day is exciting because you either pick up somebody else or something else happens with you, and when you've been down, and we've been down like you guys were down, so it is exciting. We appreciate your contribution. We didn't even talk Maryland. Well, I got one question for a Hooper. I guess you're never surprised when you watch the Spartans and Izzo, especially the way they D you up, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you're surprised when somebody hits a shot from beyond half court. But look, this team is played well all year. And here's something that people shouldn't utter. Tom Izzo really likes this team, and Tom Izzo sometimes doesn't like his teams, and he doesn't get comfortable with them. Now, he's never going to be comfortable to the point where he won't keep grinding them, but I think he really likes this group of guys, and they got some questions they have to answer. They don't shoot it particularly well at times, and I think that can catch up to you really quickly in an NCAA tournament game, but look, I think what you saw the other night with Maryland and Michigan State was two teams that are going to be significant threats when that tournament rolls around. One of them just happened to hit the last shot in the game, but it's exciting around here because Michigan and Michigan State are fighting it out at the top of the Big Ten, and they still have a game left with each other, and it may come down to that. But seeing the turnaround in Maryland and what they've been able to do this year and put that team together and get everybody playing cohesively, they're going to be a factor in that tournament as well. And I think when you're talking about today, Doc, when we've had all these transfers and teams are really, even at this point in the season, still trying to figure out who they are, I think that the tournament becomes more unknown than ever because from year to year things change. And I don't think you just figure it out, in the first 2 weeks of the season. I think really it's important that you keep growing throughout the year, and I think we're seeing that from all these teams.
Hey, brother, prices, man. Appreciate your contribution. Our folks love to hear you, and we'll drag you across the finish line every chance we get. Thank you.
Always, always good, my man. Great catching up.
All the best to the family, man. Nothing but love for you. That is my old tag team partner And, you know, if we'd have stayed together this long, we'd have probably been in the penitentiary by now. I mean, because this dude is such a riot. But he is a brother man from another mother. Break time we go, and then we'll get Mad Max back on the scene. Stay with us right here. Cock-a-doodle-doo here on Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Special thanks today to Adrian Branch. What an inspiration that young man always has been and continues to be, and the best is yet to come. Hope you enjoyed Charles Mann taking you back to some of those practices in the 80s, which were barbaric. But it's true. All true stories, man. And you know, I miss Mike Nelms. I promise you, the best storyteller, the biggest nut of all my teammates, he is the absolute craziest dude I've ever played with. I'm going to get him on next time I'm on. And, of course, Dan Miller, my old broadcast partner. So, and Max, once again, boy, you are... Your win-loss record is pretty impressive.
I'd say it's pretty good, pretty, but it's we're getting there. Impressive.
Yeah, well, you know, we had some interaction. I know the rooster will be he won't be happy that we the canines got a little boy. He don't like us to get them guys and gals to get much room, but we snuck him in, and he will, I'm sure, not be pleased with that.
I'm but, sure. But it'll be all right. We'll work through it. He'll get over it. Yeah.
You know one thing about Rooster? I've never really seen him in a bad mood.
No. He doesn't. He's not one to hold a grudge.
Nope. He's the best. So I know you got plans. I hope your mom is better.
She's doing all right. She's plugging away. She's getting better. Yeah. The swelling's going down. She's doing okay.
Yeah, man. That's not fun.
Hey, man. Listen, she's Chris Middleton right now, but she'll be all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, give her my best.
Of course.
My brother. And until we play this card again, let's keep it rolling until you call the bullpen and call me out again. God
yes,
bless
sir.
Y'all.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.